brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will be joining us coming up in the next hour, the next four or five segments, to cover a host of just incredibly draconian globalist activities as they try to get us in line with the UN's Codex Alimentarius headline, FDA scheme to outlaw nearly all nutritional supplements created after 1994, would destroy millions of jobs and devastate the economy. And it is on, so he's going to be joining us on that subject, the TSA, the attack on the Constitution, and a lot more. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Al in Delaware. Al, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good to hear you, buddy. Hey, listen, you're doing a bang-up job. You're the man. I follow you every day as much as I can. It's taken me 2 months to talk to you again, but it's worth the wait. Can we talk a little bit about Agenda 21?
Yeah, that's the global, publicly 1992 codified standardization program to shut down all basic human development, where the globalists will control who can develop and who can build, or what plants you can grow, or what you can, I mean, just total control of society.
Thank you. You know, I've been blurbing that on Facebook and CL. CL's basically kicked me off of there. I would imagine I've got drones hovering over my house right now wondering what I'm doing, sitting here with my dogs and drinking ice water. But I have to tell you, my friend, people need to wake up. I'm going to echo you the best way I can. I've got 200 feet facing the west right here on the way to the beach here in Delaware, and I'm going to make the biggest Infowars.com they've ever signed, they've ever seen on the planet Earth. I would assume NASA is going to be giving me a call wondering what the hell I'm doing. And you know what I'm going to tell them? I'm in their face. I'm not playing games. I'm a free man. Because this is what it's about. These tyrants know no limits.
I tell you, people all over the country spontaneously, and it's great because Google's trying to censor us and more shutting us down because they're trying to stop our viral, you know, awakening here that we're having. People are buying billboards. They're painting the sides of their barns with Infowars.com. It is really causing a giant buzz. And if everybody would do it, or at least put a bumper sticker on the back of their car, it would have a huge effect. And it's already having a huge effect, so I salute you. So you're talking about putting one on the ground that airplanes and people can see, or a big billboard?
Pain is cheap, my brother, and I will cut my grass short. I don't care what it takes. They're going to be able to see it from here to Zoc. Because I'll tell you, everybody needs to wake up. I've got a plan. Now, I don't know if it's legal or not. I don't know how many people can assemble. But March 1st, talk later, 3-1-2012, 2 to 10 million people on the mall in Washington, D.C., quietly sitting down, no signs, no nothing. I'm not talking flash mob. I'm talking just come there and show them we're serious. We're not servile.
You're talking about a peace bomb. What's the date again?
3-1-2012. March 1st, talk later. March 1st, talk later. I'm just saying, it's an invite. I don't know if I can afford all the crackers and soda, but one thing's for damn sure, my brother, there will be no Kool-Aid served. No Kool-Aid, and we're not giving in to Obamacare. And hey, I got a health tip for you. Peanut butter, sunflower seeds with cranberry sauce, it's fantastic on a roll.
All right, my friend, good to hear from you. The power of folks on the side of your barn out in the country or on the back of your car. I've seen people do incredible things, take like our bumper stickers and cover their whole car with it. Or people that have the money are buying very nice billboards around the country. And it is having a huge effect. You know, we are tomorrow's network 10 years ago. This is where the truth lives. This is where the truth can set you free, because we're not even telling you to believe our truth. We're telling you to look around you and realize a lot more is going on than you know. And that's why we are often imitated, but unfortunately never really duplicated. We'll be right back with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I want you to listen very carefully because I know we cover a lot of really incredible news. And everything is accelerating. Liberty is accelerating. Tyranny is accelerating. One group of people is awakening faster and learning more. Others are buying more into the matrix, more into the propaganda. There is a separation of the goats from the sheep, the wheat from the chaff, the gold from the pewter. It's happening right now, and it's only going to get crazier as technology accelerates, populations become more interconnected. Now, I want to take you back to November of last year, the Food Safety Act, that openly said that you couldn't go pick dates off of your date tree or figs or tangerines, whatever the case was, and make jam and give it to your neighbor, that you couldn't invite people over to eat food that you'd grown in your garden. And that's why we see all this harassment now of farmers' markets everywhere. Big Agra gave $17 million in 1 week in November, a record, trying to pass it because they are exempt from all of it. They wrote the legislation, just like Obama has given over 2,000 waivers now to mega companies like McDonald's and others where they don't have to get insurance for their employees, but your hamburger shop next door does. This is the essence of the New World Order, is a collectivist system where only the mega corporations that run the governments are allowed to operate. They're allowed to have a coal power plant. Their competition can't. They don't have to buy the insurance. You do. And so the Food Safety Act, after a scare with a big, giant producer, it's almost always a big producer. I've seen reports where Tyson Chicken can have hundreds and hundreds of violations at one plant. Their smaller competition has one violation, shut down. That's how this stuff works. And so that's what the IRS is changing. It's rules, not law, where you can't write off your family farm or ranch. They call it a hobby farm now. You run a farm or ranch just to be able to get enough money to pay the property taxes. You work in town as a school teacher or at the power plant or as a mail person. I'm just, you know, kind of mentioning what my family does in East Texas. They've all got jobs because and they couldn't keep the land if they didn't have the cows on it for the tax lower taxes because of the agriculture exemption. And now under these rules, it would shut us down. In fact, we're very close to it right now. And we already have agriculture being destroyed. Now, they introduced and actually said this is a treaty, just one paragraph, and that we will enforce as policy in that bill that failed, but narrowly, it's back now, Codex Alimentarius. Now, that's now gone in this year in Europe. People couldn't believe it would happen. Hundreds of herbal remedies, mainline vitamins, minerals, no longer over the counter. Now this is coming here. This is global standardization. This will devastate the economy. This will devastate people who couldn't get help in the mainline medical system but have gotten relief and sometimes cures by being able to simply access the building blocks of what the body's made up of. You know, they come out and admit the Prozac-type drugs are now confirmed to be one of the big causes of autism. It's a cocktail of other things as well. They're deadly poison. Of course they are. They're chloride and they're a fluoride and other chemicals basically mixed together. The point is they are really doing this. This is really happening. And we need to raise the alarm now and realize how serious this situation is. Under these new laws they're trying to pass and the new regulations they're trying to enforce, because even when they can't get laws passed, just like with the greenhouse gas taxes, they will just have the bureaucracies implement it. And they've had the Supreme Court rule that the EPA can do this. So this is incredible what's happening. Well, the same thing's happening with the FDA now. And Mike Adams joins us here in studio today with just a few of the products that you're not going to be able to get under this Codex Alimentarius by stealth. And he's got the headline at naturalnews.com. FDA schemed to outlaw nearly all nutritional supplements created after 1994 would destroy millions of jobs and devastate the economy. Mike Adams, thank you for joining us. Good to have you here again in studio with us. Break down exactly what we're facing.
Great to be here again, Alex. Thanks for having me on and for that intro. Yeah, this is, to borrow a phrase from your feature film, this is the FDA's end game to really destroy the dietary supplements industry. And now all these products that I'm showing here, these are examples of products that would be outlawed under these new regulations, these proposed rules. Now, the FDA essentially would require that every one of these companies go out and analyze every ingredient they have and apply for a new permission, new approval from the FDA for every ingredient in every product they've formulated in the last 17 years.
It's an impossible job, and it makes them waive their rights when they sign the agreement.
Oh, absolutely. And realize this is not being debated in Congress. This isn't a law. This is a tyrannical regulation by unelected bureaucrats at the FDA.
So they couldn't get Codex Alimentarius through last November. The bill's been reintroduced, Food Safety Act, so now they're just doing it by executive fiat.
That's exactly it. Now, they say, what's interesting is this comes out of 1994, Deshaies, that bill that Congress passed in 94, which said that all of these companies need to notify the FDA when they use a new ingredient. Well, notification is one thing. The FDA has twisted that now and said it's not going to be notification. We're going to use that as an approval process so we can deny you permission to use any of these ingredients in any of these products. And better yet, to make it even more tyrannical, Alex, the FDA says that, let's say this company, Interfood, one of your sponsors, let's say that they get approval for their chlorella or spirulina. Let's just say they managed to pull that off.
Why do I need an authorization to eat plankton?
Well, exactly. But the FDA says, well, this wasn't used in dietary supplements since before 1994, so they need new approvals. But even if they get approval, then some.
But plankton is an animal. I mean, I don't need to get government approval to eat that.
Well, the FDA says if you don't get approval, they're going to call your product adulterated. Adulterated. And that means they can then call in the U.S. Marshals to conduct an armed raid on your company.
And they do that with guns, so when they show the dumb jury it, the jury thinks they must be criminals if cops come in with guns.
That's exactly it.
That's why they got people selling pumpkins with guns aimed at them or Amish to show the jury, so the jury goes, well, they must be evil.
Yeah, they really know how to use tactics of tyranny.
Well, it's theater.
It is theater, absolutely. And there's a whole history of FDA raids, armed raids against vitamin companies. For those who may not believe it, just search history of FDA raids. But in any
case, we got all these videos now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look at them on YouTube where they have like a farmer's market and there's cops screaming, get down, get down, get down.
Yeah.
You're selling rutabaga.
Yeah, pulling guns on raw cheese, things like that. Pretty crazy. But again, if Interfood has their ingredient approved to the FDA, that doesn't count for this company. Even if they use the exact same ingredient, they say this company has to get the same ingredient reapproved, and so does this company and this company and this company. So every company has to apply for every ingredient that they've used since 1994 and get reapproved by the FDA, or they cannot sell their products in the United States at all.
But, I mean, now let's take Interfood and the government now with this new, quote, regulation made up. They're saying organic orange peel, folks, you got to get authorization right. For oranges are with Al Qaeda. I've seen raids on farms. It was like 5-6 years ago that was growing aloe vera and saying you can't say that, you know, and they sell it at Walgreens that drinking this is good. You know, we're saying it's a drug. Aloe vera, proven to calm the stomach, proven. I mean, I've gotten burns before, and boy, it has a great effect. No, I'm evil. Let's mention more evil here. Organic barley and wheatgrass. There's nothing more evil than grass. Organic rose.
Rose hips.
I mean, this is evil. this is even worse. Organic beetroot. Oh, whoa. That's going to get worse. Organic white asparagus. Dude, asparagus is like a belly bomb.
But importantly, these are foods, but the FDA says even if it was sold as a food before 1994, you still have to reapply for permission.
So they tell us mercury is good for children's brains. In fact, pull up that news clip. I'm going to play it later. Mercury is good for you, but you're not going to eat oranges. Those are deadly.
And guess what's exempted from all of these new proposed regulations? Any synthetic chemicals used in vitamins. So a company that makes a cheap, synthetic, poisonous form of artificial vitamins, they don't have to apply.
And notice the drug companies all have their synthetic versions, which I've seen the studies that are actually toxic to the liver. They take petrochemicals and make fake ones, but that's all exempt. It's the orange peel. In fact, I've got oranges at home.
Yeah, they might.
Am I going to get SWAT teamed?
If you try to sell it as a supplement, you might. I don't know if you can see this. I've got seven.
Turn them around here. Yeah.
This is some of the applications that you have to do for every ingredient that you use now. The FDA says you have to research the efficacy, the safety, the clinical trials, and if it's a plant, you have to find the name of the original scientist who named that plant with its Latin name. I mean, you have to go back through the history books and find that and submit all this to the FDA, go through this flow chart for every ingredient that you're trying to get approved.
What about evil selenium?
Yes, selenium, forget it. And they say if you alter the dosage of it, then you have adulterated the product.
That's right. Now they're saying you can have over-the-counter, but it's got to be a lower dose.
That's it. So let's take vitamin C. If before 1994, if vitamin C was sold at 60 milligrams, they would say that's okay. But if you now increase it to 500 or 1,000 milligrams, now they say that's adulterated and you need a new approval from the FDA.
Well, this is even more evil, this company. It says it has basil leaf. Basil, yeah. This has an herb that you grow in the garden. This is evil. Should I call the police? Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to break here. Hold on. Officers, I've got him. He brought orange peel in here, and he brought adrenal health that's got some things that they put in Italian food. Keep him here. It's got wild oats, milky seed, Okay. All right. SWAT team's coming. Good. All right, folks. We've got the Al-Qaeda operative here. We'll be right back and break down more of the government protecting us.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
By the way, I was talking to Mike Adams during the break, and he was saying, what's this about shrimp and treadmills? And I was mentioning we don't have money for government buildings have toilet paper, but they've got millions for shrimp on treadmills. And here's the video. Let me see that article, Mike. I'm going to read to folks. Millions of dollars in a study, Senator Cornyn targets shrimp on treadmill and other NSF spending. And there it is.
Is there an obesity epidemic among shrimp?
No, they're testing the psychology of shrimp. And there's... You think I'm joking? You can't make this stuff up. But, you know, the shrimp are now committing suicide. They'll swim right up to birds to be killed when they have the Prozac chemicals in them, again, made out of a combination of, what is it, fluoride, and then the other one I'm forgetting is chlorine. Very delicious for them. But there you have it. Oh, Senator Coburn targets shrimp on treadmill and other non-essential. That was $3 million in grants for the shrimp you just saw there.
Wow. I'm happy to know we're going to have shrimp ready to run the triathlon. It comes time for that. It's good to know we're investing.
People still think I'm lying about spider goats, but I saw two more articles about them yesterday. But again, splicing spiders and goats openly and letting them breed with other goats, that's not a problem. The problem is if people are promoting things like sea-based algae and getting vitamins out of other types of diatoms and things, that's evil.
Yeah, it's clear that the FDA is now going to make it so that the American people have really no options whatsoever. They're going to have to turn to Big Pharma because all their nutritional supplements could be taken away under these new proposed regulations, which they haven't been embraced yet, Alex. There's still a comment period, so there's a chance.
Oh, we're allowed to comment.
Yeah, exactly. But they can ignore our comments and they can just go with it anyway. But remember, Congress is not involved. This is not a proposed law. This is just a set of regulations. And if it is adopted, it would immediately wipe out most products on the shelves for 7 years.
And by the way, we're not just saying that. Europe's already implemented this. This is already happening. Right. Sorry, I'll start over. This would immediately wipe out?
Well, these products, once these companies apply to the FDA for new permission to sell these products, they would have to take all these products off the shelves for at least 75 days. So imagine.
Including this olive leaf, just yes. Olive leaf extract. How dare you?
That's right. Plant extracts.
Evil.
Natural vitamins, full spectrum supplements, superfoods. In fact, if you think about it, these are the kind of products that are keeping the American people alive in many cases, preventing cancer, preventing diabetes, preventing heart disease, keeping people off Obamacare and out of the hospitals. And if these are taken away from the American people, guess what's going to happen? Obamacare. Is people are going to be screaming for more Obamacare. I mean, this is classic problem, reaction, solution. Take away the supplements, cause disease, and then have the government come in and rescue you with more Obamacare.
Well, my dad's got a lot of friends that are involved in actually trying to bring herbal extracts into the big pharma realm. So as mainline Western medicine starts to actually adopt a lot of this, knowing how powerful it is, the information he's gotten – And a lot of this is in the news as well, is that what's really happening is drug companies know they can take natural things, change a little carbon molecule or something, and then charge you, instead of $20 for something, $1,000,
yes,
and then ban their competition.
That's exactly right. And in fact, these proposed regulations by the FDA specifically exclude synthetic molecules. So the drug companies are exempt from all this, even if they sell synthetic vitamins made with chemicals. And you know all those studies that they put out there that say, oh, this vitamin's bad for you? Those are always using the synthetic vitamins. And that's what's going to be legal. Meanwhile, the healthy natural substances like what's in this Enerfood, that's going to be essentially banned or denied by the FDA. So this is the FDA taking more power, pushing more tyranny over the people, taking power that was never granted to it by the 1994 law, Deschaies. That law, by Congress, never intended for the FDA to turn this into an approval process. It was supposed to be a notification process, Alex. You notify the FDA when you're using an ingredient. You know,
but that's how it always starts.
Yes.
You know, yes. The same thing in India, all these ancient temples that have these billions of, you know, dollars worth of rubies and things. The government's now identifying what they have so they can then later take it. Our guest is Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. We'll be right back after this quick break with a lot more. We'll get into more facets of this complete takeover of society that is taking place with Big Pharma writing the rules to shut down their competition.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Okay, we will take some phone calls. We'll get into some police state issues with Mike Adams, who is here with us right now. I know I've got callers that are holding. But Mike, again, I've been bantering back and forth and adding a lot of points. But, I mean, here's an example. I talk about shrimp on treadmill studies a month ago before it was even on the news. I'm a kook. I talked 15 years ago about spider goats, have the CEO of the company that has these on open range. I'm a kook, doesn't exist, even though it's all over the news now today. There's many other examples. I talked a year ago about bisphenol A, talked about it really a decade ago with doctors, but bisphenol A and most of the plastics feminizing men and hyperfeminizing women and accelerating breast cancer. Now those studies are all public, getting attention, but they had George Soros groups attack me and say I was a homophobe because I was saying that this is feminizing men, and in rodent studies, the female rats and mice aren't attracted to the males because they don't smell like males. Most of sex isn't just connected to visual things. It's the smelling cues of the olfactory nerve. So I'm just giving you scientific fact, And the system in George Soros' groups are saying I'm bashing gay people because I'm saying – I'm not saying everybody who's gay was because of this, but the fact is it's exploding because it's also affecting the chemicals in the brain. Men are now feeling effeminate. So expanding on all of this, there's now a huge move kind of Codex Alimentarius style through the bureaucracy. And what is the time frame on all of this, Mike Adams? What can we do to stop it?
Right now, these proposed regulations are open to a comment period.
Oh, how gracious.
Yeah, they say you can comment on it so that they can then ignore your comments later. But right now, the Alliance for Natural Health, they're at anh-usa.org. They're a nonprofit health freedom group. They've been covering this story as well. They're one of our sources for covering this story. They are working on the front lines. You can check out their website. Sign their petition. Help resist this new FDA effort to outlaw many of our supplements. You can also talk to your local health food stores and vitamin retailers. Make them aware of this issue and let them know that they need to get on board and fight this tyranny. Otherwise, we could be left without nutritional supplements. Now, I believe, as I'm sure you do as well, Alex, that access to nutritional supplements is a God-given right. It is a natural law right. Just as the Constitution's Bill of Rights, many of those rights are, of course, natural law rights given to us, granted to us by our Creator, and then written down in the Bill of Rights to make sure that those are never taken away from us. Among those are freedom of speech, of course. But another right is freedom to be able to choose what we wish to eat, what types of medicine we wish to put into our bodies, and also what types of medicine we want to treat our own children with. But today in the United States, for example, in Detroit with Marianne Godboldo, she refused to treat her daughter with psychiatric drugs. She was raided at gunpoint. Child Protective Services took away her daughter. You've covered this story because she refused to give in and have that child treated with psychiatric drugs. Just an example. It's an example of how the government today, big government, is taking away all of your rights one by one. What you can say, what you can eat, what kinds of medicine you can pursue. And this is just the latest assault on those rights by the FDA, which we have proven, we've documented over and over again that the FDA is in the pocket of the drug companies. They do not care about your health. They do not want you to be healthy. They want this whole industry, the nutritional supplements industry, to be wiped out so that consumers have no choice but to go to the monopolistic pharmaceutical market, where the drugs are sometimes marked up as much as 55,000% over the cost of their ingredients. Meanwhile, in the United States, we have the most expensive healthcare in the world and among the worst results in the world. Nutritional supplements could turn that around if they were legalized, if free speech were legalized with nutritional supplements so that these companies could tell the truth. Many of these ingredients actually prevent cancer. Many of them actually prevent diabetes or prevent heart disease or prevent Alzheimer's. But the FDA doesn't want you to know that because they are in the business of enforcing nutritional ignorance and now enforcing the censorship, the banning of these nutritional products. So that's where we are today, Alex, with this. It's a very dire situation. People need to take action. People need to resist this latest example of FDA tyranny and make sure that we have the rights to be able to choose the types of medicine and nutritional supplements that we want to put into our bodies. That's what keeps us alive and keeps us out of Obamacare, which is a very dangerous healthcare or sick care system.
Well, I mean, I went earlier in the first hour through how the United States has gone from the first in good things like health, infant mortality, all, you know, low crime to the worst. And we know that globalism is a eugenics form of total takeover. But what they're doing is they're shifting the whole drug war apparatus with SWAT teams, local police, raiding farmers markets, stores, on video, guns drawn, to scare people, to terrorize people that, you know, this is evil, this is horrible. You know, SWAT teaming the Amish, million-dollar year-long investigations when Amish are openly selling whole milk to their neighbors and real cheese, you know, not this boiled-out dead stuff.
Right.
They know exactly what they're doing, and they're just shipping the whole drug war over to this.
Well, and isn't it incredible that at the same time the FDA would essentially be saying that these ingredients are too dangerous to be sold? You know, olive extract or resveratrol, things like that. At the same time, our government, through Operation Fast and Furious, as you all well know, is openly arming the Mexican drug gangs with tens of thousands of firearms, including long-range 50 caliber sniper rifles. I mean, if our government would do that and actually arm the drug gangs, what makes you think they wouldn't take away the supplements that are keeping you alive? What makes you think the FDA wouldn't take actions that would openly result in the suffering and the death of millions of Americans all across the country? Because we have proven, we've documented that the FDA will take those actions, and they are taking those actions. We are under assault today, Alex, with our natural health. We even have issues right now. We're researching another breaking story coming out that chemotherapy is now being widely given to pregnant mothers. So you take these toxic weapons, these chemical weapons. Chemotherapy is derived from weapons. And
they knew in the 1980 studies of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Prozac class, that it was brain-damaging babies.
Yes.
Now it's all admitted.
And they're giving it to pregnant women.
I mean, oh, you're evil.
I mean, you have an unborn child now being given chemotherapy through their mother, and doctors are doing that, and they're saying it's all okay. No problem, don't worry about it. Is it any wonder that we have more and more birth defects, that we have higher rates of autism, that we have the whole healthcare system is failing us, and now they're going to take away this kind of stuff, the stuff that's keeping us alive? I don't know. I mean, Alex, I may be a broccoli smuggler pretty soon. I'm going to be in a parking lot selling illegal broccoli extracts waiting to be raided by the FDA. I mean, how are we supposed to keep ourselves alive if they take all this away too? Not everybody can grow their own food. I mean, that's a great way to do it. If you can grow your own anti-cancer supplements and grow sprouts in your own kitchen, that's great. But if you can't, you need to turn to companies like this that grow it for you and that concentrate it for you. And these are exactly the companies that are being targeted by the FDA under these new rules. If you don't mind me plugging, we are covering this on naturalnews.com. We've got a feature story up today that explains all this. It breaks it down point by point. It shows you the FDA's, in their own words, how they're going after the nutritional supplements industry. This is a crucial issue. This is worse than Codex, Alex. It's worse than Codex. Codex was only going to ban specific ingredients. This is making all of these companies reapply, groveling at the feet of the FDA to say, please give us permission to sell the products that we formulated for the last 17 years. I mean, this is forcing the nutritional supplements industry to now act as complete slaves to a government entity that does not want you to have access to supplements. It's that bad. It's that crazy. And your sponsor here, Enterfood, I mean, they have 20 ingredients in here. Alex, they're going to have to come up with 20 copies of all this paperwork.
Yeah, let me show folks that.
And they're going to have to submit this times 20 to the FDA to document every ingredient in here. Otherwise, they could have their company raided and taken their products confiscated.
Well, all by Big Pharma, all by Big Agra pushing this in this vertically integrated society. They admit that they want a post-industrial society. They want to wreck everybody's ability to make free choices in their own life. This is the nanny state on steroids.
That's exactly it. And they keep invading more and more areas of our lives. First, it's the economy, and then it was the healthcare system, and then they got into the food.
Well, this just trains you to bureaucratically do everything they say so they can then nickel and dime you and SWAT team you and trick a jury into believing you did something wrong.
Yeah, right. Well, they can label – remember, if you don't get permission, they can label your product adulterated, and they can say it's an adulterated
– And again, these are whole foods they're going after.
Right.
These are things that have orange peel or olive leaf extract.
Yes.
Or
chlorella.
Yeah.
Astaxanthin. And remember
– Well, tell folks what that is.
Well, those are microalgae, very high nutrient
– Because the average American wants to ban sodium chloride salt because it sounds scary. They want to ban dihydrogen monoxide in studies, water, because it sounds scary.
Yeah.
It's like carbon dioxide they think is monoxide.
No, these are some of the best detox elements. I mean, chlorella was used to eliminate radiation in Japan after World War II. Bombs were dropped on those folks. Also in Chernobyl, it was used to help eliminate radiation. It binds with heavy metals.
But tell folks what it is.
Chlorella, it's a single-celled algae. It's one of the oldest.
A single-cell Al-Qaeda.
It's an Al-Qaeda cell.
Al-Qaeda wants to use belly bombs. Now we got to have full body x-rays, as I said they would do.
Yes, I saw that.
You're not with them, are you?
Hold on,
wait a minute. It's orange peel. It's attacking. Ah, it's killing me. Save me, FDA. Save me, Prozac. Ah. Sorry.
It's a single-celled Al-Qaeda cell organism.
It's like in Monty Python, the killer rabbit, said it's the killer interview.
It's incredible. Now, this stuff has been around for millions of years, actually.
Here, hold on. Give me a document cam shot right here. I'm going to show folks how deadly it is, sir.
And now they're trying to say, well, you can't have it anymore. But the point is, yeah, check it out.
Keep going.
This is the stuff. For those on the radio, Alex is drawing evil demon horns on the side of the inner food bottle to demonstrate how it's adulterated. There we go. Evil Al-Qaeda superfood. Yeah, that's But that's the thing. Oh, man. I'm under attack here in the studios. Why do you go crazy every time I get in your studio live? You just start going crazy. Hey, should we show people the latest?
Listen, I have children, so I go to toy stores. A lot of it's Spy on Your Parents. This is only the beginning. Playmobil, where you go through the airport body scanner. Look. Oh, my God. In fact, show
yeah, here we
we'll,
go.
We'll do a document
right
cam shot.
Playmobil has a children's toy set, and your producer pointed out to me that this was introduced right after 9/11. So this came out in 2002, and the children's toy set has a little X-ray scanner, screening checkpoint, and look, an innocent traveler over here putting the luggage in the screening device, and some happy smiling cops with or airport police with a wand.
Yeah, but look, see, this proves Interfood's evil right here. Look, back to the document shot, please. See, proof.
There we go.
Sorry.
There we go. They probably won't even let you take this through the checkpoint at the airport because they don't know what that is. Could be a bomb.
I know what it is.
Could
it's evil.
Chlorella bomb.
It says it's got barley, wheatgrass, juice powders. It's got organic horsetail.
It's not from horses, by the way, for those listening.
Oh, it's pure evil. It's got lemon peel, even worse, organic. Organic papaya. Oh, papayas.
Yeah.
You're not going to defend papayas, are you?
Maybe the green ones. I like the green ones. Ripe papayas, they could be evil. I'm not sure. We'll have to wait for the FDA's decision on that. But, you know, Attorney Jonathan Emord, you know Jonathan Emord, he has written a book about this called The Rise of Tyranny, where he talks about how the FDA, all unelected bureaucrats, they write their own laws.
But tyranny's never arisen. That's a conspiracy theory.
I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist because
everything's fine
about all this. What's going on with the food supply, with the nutritional supplements. But check out Jonathan's book, The Rise of Tyranny. He explains this, how the...
Reading SEC, books?
I know.
Books don't exist. You know, in fact, you're trying to phase out breastfeeding. In fact, there's a conspiracy theory that women ever breastfed.
that's been pushed by the formula makers, probably.
Well, what's wrong with formula that's half corn syrup?
Well, I guess there's just not enough corn syrup in it. They need to up the dose because... Especially synthetic GMO corn syrup.
Are you a conspiracy theorist? Earlier we played a clip where the news, the government said mercury's good for children's brains. Are you so extreme that you're here defending orange peel? You're here defending, I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, defending selenium, defending olive leaf extract, defending algae, defending vitamins, you heard me right, and attacking the life-giver mercury.
Guilty as charged, Alex. I mean, call me a patriot or call me a conspiracy.
I'm going to call you a dangerous, crazy person.
But I believe in real food and real nutrition.
Oh, whoa!
And I think chemotherapy shouldn't be given to pregnant women. And I think the FDA are a bunch of bureaucratic killers who are basically going to cause the death of...
Next, you're going to tell me that once humans actually ate food instead of government-issued pills.
Yes, that's true. I could prove it to you. Yep.
No.
I'll bring the documentation.
No.
We actually ate food. In fact, Alex, people actually used to grow food. I mean, people had seeds.
This guy's a lunatic.
No, I swear they had seeds that could be used generation after generation.
Oh, that's a funny one. Seeds used to grow more plants?
I know.
I'm sorry, folks. This guy just escaped from the Texas mental hospital.
I'm not making it up.
Next, you're going to say we should try to keep government small and shouldn't trust them, like that terrorist George Washington.
Well, that is my belief, that we should keep government small and out of our lives and out of our food supply and out of our gardens, out of our farmers markets. Leave the Amish alone. Stop arresting them for selling raw milk. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just my belief system, and I'm not gonna lie to you here.
I'm gonna apologize to listeners right now for this type of extremism. When YouTube threatened to shut down our channel if we criticized Obama in any way, they said criticism of Obama is racism, and I agree with them now. He is my God. He is my King. And people like Mike Adams need to go to a FEMA camp. You need to be reeducated.
I can't believe
once there's a big supercomputer running everything, we're all going to be everything's going to be great.
Well, I will debate that with you anytime right here on your own show, Alex, because I believe that we have the right to choose, make our own choices in our own lives, choices about what we say, about what we eat, about what we
do
to our children, about where we have free speech, about going out in public and being able to tell our truth.
Next, you believe that once Americans had the right to demonstrate without a permit?
That's exactly what I believe. Yes, indeed. Right here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for having me on, by the way.
Oh, the show's not over yet, extremist.
All right. I'm ready for more. Let's do it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we are definitely in the presence of an extremist. And I'm calling Homeland Security as soon as this show's over, buddy. Their own manual saying people that talk like you are evil. And we got some evil callers we're going to take, too. Maybe
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. KEY today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're only going to do 5 minutes overdrive so I can get to Nick, Scott, Luke, Mike, Ronnie here real quick, or as many as we can. But obviously there's this big stay of execution that Obama's trying to order Rick Perry to do of a convicted rapist and killer of a 16-year-old girl. Meanwhile, the Mexican government's protesting it. They just take you out back and shoot you down there. But the you were talking, Mike Adams, about how they do want to prosecute in Mexico the ATF agents. And I think that's a great idea. But we should start with the attorney general who's been caught lying about running this operation.
Yeah, it's interesting. If those kinds of crimes, the fast and furious crimes, were committed against America, the American legal system, certainly the attorney general, would definitely call for those criminals to be tried in America, just like we went and we got Noriega. We went after Saddam Hussein. We went after bin Laden. You know, we go out and serve justice or bring him back home and try them in the U.S. Well, the Mexican government is saying, hey, these ATF agents committed crimes against Mexico by actually arming the drug gangs with these assault rifles, with these firearms, I mean, tens of thousands of them. Let's try those criminals in the Mexican court system. Wow, what a cool idea. I would like to see that go down, actually, because these were crimes committed really by the U.S. government, by certain individuals under command from the federal government, crimes committed against the Mexican people, against the Mexican nation. I mean, running guns into Mexico as an official U.S. government operation. So I'd love to see those people tried in Mexico and see what comes out of those court cases. Maybe it would set a precedent for extradition of rogue U.S. agents who are committing crimes against other nations.
By the way, I'm noticing more and more YouTube is not letting us put certain headlines in.
Is that right?
And at first it was just URLs, but like I'm putting a headline up on our YouTube channel, that little interview we did in between breaks or during the break, and they're not letting me upload criticism of the FDA. Very nice people. Oh, yes, the censorship's really intensifying.
It's pretty crazy. We hear a lot of stories of companies or individuals who have raw food blogs or nutrition blogs, and they get their YouTube accounts shut off with a lot of frequency.
You've had folks harassing you, trying to set you up. You don't want to get into the whole story. Big pharma follows you around.
Yeah. Well, I had a guy impersonate me, try to get access to our corporate offices in Taiwan. We have offices in different countries and different cities, and they actually try to access our offices in Taiwan by impersonating me physically. The guy didn't even look like me, by the way. He was just like, oh, it's just some white guy.
And you've had the guys following you to their hotel rooms and trying to be PIs.
Yeah, we've had. So there are reasons why I don't go out and speak in public a lot. I do sometimes, but often it's just unannounced where I'm not on the roster. But, They try their intimidation tactics.
I had a guy run up in an airport and start grabbing me.
Really?
And saying, yeah,
a TSA agent?
You know, trying to get in a fight with me, grabbing my chest and things. But who knows? I mean, it's definitely getting crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? As more people stand up, they can't intimidate us all. And they know that tipping point's coming. It's why they're panicking. Let's talk to Nick in Chicago. Nick, you're taking us out here. Got about a minute and a half left. Go ahead, Nick.
Alex, you're awesome. Thanks for taking my call. Had two quick questions. Can't we all notify Whole Foods and Trader Joe's to go ahead and file a class action lawsuit against the FDA?
Yeah, it's time for these companies to stop cowering and get aggressive.
That will probably take place. I imagine, I mean, this has only been developing for 2 days, so I imagine the health freedom attorneys are fully aware of this issue and already building a case, perhaps some kind of a lawsuit. I don't know if it would be class action at this point, but maybe a corporate lawsuit from companies like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or Vitacost, whoever's selling these supplements. This is their whole business.
This is all part of the assault on anything that's independent, any economy left in this country. You know, the feds are, by law, supposed to give all of the small business contracts to small businesses. They won't give them to any of them now. It's just total, and it turned out there's a secret blacklist. Only, you know, big guys can do it. Nick, great question. Scott, Luke, Mike, a few others coming back just for internet only. Everybody else, see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.